seasonal story now. As summer takes hold, it's happy time for ticks. It's an environmental paradise this time of year, along with the parasites that live inside ticks. It's also prime time for people who fear Lyme disease, which is a serious medical issue, but also an intangible fear for city dwellers who may find themselves in the forest hiking around. A multi-million dollar market of Lyme disease tests meant to reassure the fearful and also possibly enrich the opportunistic, many of which are not approved by the FDA. This market has proliferated in this environment. It's as much tick season as it is Lyme disease anxiety and testing season. Rupa Shenoy is a reporter with WGBH News and looked into this unregulated market for the New England Center for Investigative Reporting. Andrew Onderdonk is a professor of pathology at Harvard Medical School who's had the disease. We discuss the challenge of sorting real anxiety from real prevention.
When a test is approved by the FDA, it means that we know the testing characteristics. We know how sensitive it is, in other words, how well it detects whatever disease is supposed to be detecting. We know its limitations. And most importantly, we also know that the test that's being used is clinically relevant. That is, that if a test is positive, it does mean that one has the disease. The problem with non-approved tests is that we don't know what the characteristics of the tests are if it's only being done in a single laboratory. And we also don't know for sure whether or not the test that is being performed and patients are paying for actually is clinically relevant. In other words, does it really tell you if it's positive that you, in fact, have Lyme disease, or can it be something else?
Rupa Shenoy, what's the worst-case scenario of false positives on one of these FDA-unapproved tests or even a false negative on an FDA-approved test?
We actually talked to a woman who kind of went through that scenario. She's a young mother. Her name is Brandy Dean, and she was watching her husband play soccer in a wooded area when she thinks she was bit by a tick, and she had some of these very severe symptoms.
I had heart palpitations, severe panic attacks, dizziness, I was losing my hearing, numbness along the right side of my body, and vertigo.
And she went to doctors and had FDA-approved tests. And some of them came back positive and some of them came back negative. But the doctors early on declined to treat her for Lyme because she didn't have the characteristic bullseye symptom, the rash. She had a rash, but not that specific rash. And Brandy Dean says, you know, no one trusts tests anymore, and that's part of the problem.
I don't think any of us have any confidence in the tests that are available to us now, which is very unfortunate because I think once you are able to diagnose the illness, then, you know, you can help treat these people who are very sick.
Is part of the problem here, Rupa Shenoy, that the ambiguity of the disease's onset and some of the symptoms, particularly later on, produces a level of need to know more or yearning for some sort of definitive test among consumers?
Absolutely. People, the symptoms can be very severe, and without definitive answers, I mean, it spurs emotions of desperation.
Should the FDA widen this to deal with problems that Brandy had of feeling like everyone's ignoring her symptoms, which she feels is absolutely real, Andrew Onderdonk?
The FDA does not tell anybody how to diagnose a disease. And in fact, at least in the Northeast, where the majority of cases of Lyme disease occurs, the recommendation is to treat symptomatically. In other words, a patient thinks they have a tick bite and they have any of the characteristic symptoms of Lyme disease, then in this part of the country, they normally would get treated. Now, there are cases like my own where I never had a rash. I never got any of the early symptoms. When I got sick, it was basically the organism was infecting my nerves, and it was excruciatingly painful. Fortunately, because I'm a microbiologist, I suspected Lyme disease and went and had the tests, which were positive, and I was able to get the appropriate treatment. But some people, if they don't suspect a tick bite or they don't develop the characteristic symptoms, may have Lyme disease for quite some time and just goes undiagnosed. And I think that's a problem.
Andrew Onderdonk is a professor of pathology at Harvard Medical School. He was formerly diagnosed with Lyme disease. He's also the director of the Clinical Microbiology Lab at Brigham and Women's Hospital in Boston. We also spoke with Rupa Shenoy, reporter with our partner WGBH and the New England Center for Investigative Reporting.
At Radiolab, we love nothing more than nerding out about science, neuroscience, chemistry.
But we do also like to get into other kinds of stories. Stories about policing or
politics,
country music,
hockey,
sex of bugs.
Regardless of whether we're looking at science or not science, we bring a rigorous curiosity to get you the answers.
And hopefully make you see the world anew.
Radiolab, adventures on the edge of what we think we know.
Wherever you get your podcasts.